Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Celebrity brand deals have been around since the days of ancient Rome, when the most popular gladiators were often commissioned to sell olive oil. Get it right and it can be worth billions for your brand, but mixing the turbulent lives of the rich and famous with a product can also embroil a company in a high-profile controversy. Now, last week, the German sportswear giant Adidas issued a profit warning saying it may have to take a hit of 1.2 billion euro if it decides not to sell its remaining stock of products made in collaboration with Kanye West after it cut ties with the rapper over his anti-Semitic comments. We thought we'd take a look at the industry of celebrity endorsements, and Sean Keyes, finance correspondent with The Currency, joins me on the line now. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning.
I'm still stuck on this information that I came across this morning about George Clooney earning 40 million from selling Nespresso pods and machines. It's clearly a huge business, celebrity endorsements.
It is. I think Clooney actually is a good one because his story tells the bigger story of celebrity endorsements. Back in the 90s, when he was very famous then, and he wanted to cash in and do some ads for Nespresso. But at the time, it was frowned upon to sell out and to cash in and to do ads. So what he did was he signed up and he promoted Nespresso, but only in Europe. So he did that fine for a few years. And then the internet came out and everyone started seeing all of his Nespresso ads anyway. So he had to reconsider and he said, okay, I'm going to go, whole hog here and I will become the American Nespresso spokesperson too.
So that's
when he made his 40 million deal.
Yeah, I mean, and that's when it works. So clearly it's gone well for him and it's gone well for Nespresso. But both the brands and the stars, they have to be very careful here, don't they?
Well, they do, yeah. It cuts both ways. I mean, so you talked about Yeezy. I mean, that's about as bad as it gets. Obviously, I was looking back through the history. I suppose it's not quite as bad as I guess as there was the O.J. Simpson Hertz one back in the day as well. But yeah, of course, things can go very badly wrong. But they can also go badly wrong from the celebrity side,
mm-hmm.
because they're trusting their brand with that of the company that they're endorsing. And, that doesn't work out every time either. Not just this year, we had FTX, which is, I've actually spoken to you about it separately, which is about the cryptocurrency exchange that went under in disgrace. And FTX had this huge marketing budget and they brought in some of the most respected people in the States. They had Tom Brady, their all-time greatest sports star. They had Larry David, the comedian, Shaquille O'Neal. Anyway, all of these people are now being sued by FTX's depositors because they allege that that they were hoodwinked into investing in this shoddy product by the celebrities.
Mm-hmm. Just going back to what you said there about George Clooney, it being seen back a number of years ago as being something that was a little bit off to have an A-lister selling products. Why and how did that change, Sean?
It's a good question. I mean, it's a kind of, I think back to the past, to the 90s, and people used to talk about selling out. There was this idea, and before then as well, obviously, and there was this idea that an artist shouldn't sell out, and it was tawdry and kind of you're compromising your true calling of your art. And I just, that's not a phrase you hear very often anymore, is it?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's one part of it. There's a sort of a cultural explanation. But then that begs a further question of why did the culture change? I mean, I don't really know. One possibility is that there's many more celebrities now than there used to be. Celebrities who aren't necessarily famous for being artists, for famous for other things. And maybe that's put pressure on the A-listers to sort of go down market.
Mm-hmm. And then there's another change as well. And that comes from the social media influencers, some of whom are extremely successful when it comes to selling products for big companies. And they get paid handsomely for doing it too.
Yes, absolutely. So, I mean, I think we're in sort of a strange world where there's a phenomenon of like celebrities that no one's heard of. There are these people who have, 10, 20 million followers and they're huge in their world. But because they're not on TV every night in the old fashioned way, only a minority of people will know about them. But anyway, yeah, that you're able, these people and influencers are able to use the internet. They use it in two ways, the best of them, the most successful ones. They can use the internet to build their brand and so sort of cut out traditional you know, branding of a company. But then secondly, they say, okay, if I've got a brand now, then why do I need to do any endorsements? Why don't I just sell things myself? You know, if the brand is the most valuable aspect of all of this, is the thing that's in shortest supply, and if I have it, then, well, why don't I just sell products too? And that's what you're seeing. Everybody from, you know, Kim Kardashian to Pat Shorts, jumbo breakfast rolls, and people are learning, these celebrities are learning that they can directly monetize their brand with products.
So she is the absolute master of it, isn't she? She's doing both. She's selling products for other people, but also she's coming up with her own products and using the power of her celebrity to sell those.
Yeah, it's been amazing to watch. She's been more famous than anybody for a long time now. She's really broken out of sort of, you know, being an influencer, and she's just a megastar in every sense of the word. But it's as though she's realizing how celebrity is like the key ingredient into so many things, and you can do so much with it. She's doing private equity now. I mean, if you have celebrity, if you have charisma, there's very little you can't do with that now.
Mm-hmm. But she didn't get out of this unscathed either. Didn't she have a judgment against her where she had to pay a fine for selling crypto, advising people to invest in it?
Yeah, well, I'm sure she won't be too worried about it.
Look, it's a drop in the ocean, but what I suppose my point is that even the most savvy can still get caught out selling the wrong thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, maybe we could do with a bit more of the old... Hello, sorry.
Yeah, you're still there, Sean. Go ahead.
I dropped you for 1 second. Yeah, maybe there's something to be said for a slight bit of prudishness over what you endorse, and selling out maybe isn't the worst concept to hang on to. But yeah.
It's an interesting development, though, just going back to the social media influencers, where we as consumers now, we are prepared, aren't we, to buy from people who we don't know. So we might look at Kim Kardashian selling something and go, yeah, that's grand, that's Kim Kardashian, I know who she is. And we might look at somebody who seems to be living the same life that we're living, they mightn't be very well known, and we might be more likely to buy what they're selling.
Exactly. And there's a whole new infrastructure has been built up to help those people, because it's back to that thing, what used to be the most valuable thing was like having a fleet of delivery lorries or having a printing press. And if you had that, well, then you kind of had the power, you controlled it, and you can get brands and celebrities to endorse you or whatever, but you pretty much will control what people buy and what you can charge. And now all of that's been stripped away, and even a very ordinary person, a fitness influencer with, you know, a few tens of thousands of followers, which they might have built up over a year or two, but they might have a certain amount of charisma, they might be sort of very relatable, they might be a fitness influencer from North Dublin, and people in North Dublin really identify with them and know them, and just based on that narrow slice of the world, they can go ahead and build and sell, and they can sell fitness classes or products or whatever their imagination will take them to.
And be very successful at it. Let's talk about some of the big deals then that were considered to be bad endorsements. So David Beckham and Brill Cream. Just tell us a bit about that one, Sean.
Well, that's the one where he used to have amazing hair. If anyone remembers, we're going back now. This is the younger listeners won't know this, but David Beckham used to have very flowing locks. And it was a real cultural moment the just before the World Cup where he shaved his head. It was sort of like a Sinead O'Connor type thing, David Beckham and shaving his head. But of course, he had a Brill Cream endorsement, and he shaved his head shortly after he got the Brill Cream endorsement, and Brill Cream sales plummeted, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. He was paid a lot of money. Wasn't it 150 million for that endorsement?
Wow, in the mid-90s. So
you just wonder, is there not a contract that you sign that says you can't get rid of your hair here if you're selling a hair product for us and we've paid you £150 million?
I'd say some poor lawyer who's drafted that thing GlaxoSmithKline or something was definitely on the chop for that, because there was some poor drafting.
Tearing their own hair out.
Charlize Theron had something similar. She was paid to endorse... a type of watch, I forget the name of it. She forgets she was paid to endorse a watch, and then she comes out the next weekend with the wrong watch, and she gets sued for 20 million and she loses.
Yikes. Not a good look. Sean, thank you very much. Sean Keyes there, finance correspondent with The Currency. Take a quick break now before the news.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.